Dua Mahmoud is a widow and mother of 3 granddaughters and an 11-year-old schoolgirl. She lives in the densely populated suburb of Helwan in Cairo, which is under lockdown order. Mahmoud says that despite the fact that the past 2 weeks have been boring, she and her daughters feel safer at home.
There is some danger, but we need to sacrifice a bit. In order for me to go outdoors to get some groceries and other supplies for the house, I might be in danger. You don't know who has coronavirus. My daughter is an 11-year-old schoolgirl. She and her older working sisters have remained indoors, and that is good for all of us. Now, I'm not getting takeout food delivered, which my daughters used to like very much.
Egyptian authorities have been enforcing a night-time curfew across the country from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. The curfew is enforced on all restaurants, coffee shops, public gardens, theaters, mosques, churches, and mass transit. Some people on social media wondered how effective a partial curfew would be at stemming the spread of the virus. Ahmed Al-Adawi is an owner of a grocery store in the Helwan suburb of Cairo. Al-Adawi has been in the business for the past 17 years and said it's the first time he has experienced such a lockdown.
I myself am ready to shut down completely for 2 weeks or a month until we all get rid of this disease. We should all be patient and endure a complete lockdown until this situation comes to an end. For instance, the metro station is a main source of infection. Yesterday, I witnessed very large crowds in the metro. If this metro were shut down completely for a while, that would be a good thing.
Al-Adawi complains that his store is crowded with customers a couple of hours each day before the evening lockdown. Waleed Ramadan owns a butcher shop in Helwan. He says that over the past couple of months, his sales have dropped in half because of the partial lockdown and other restrictions.
My business has been affected. I used to keep my shop open until midnight every day. Now, I shut down before 7 p.m. I can only say that may God remove such a pandemic soon.
About a third of Egypt's population lives in poverty and works 2 to 3 jobs. They have been especially hard hit by the economic slowdown and curfew. Dr. Gamal Shaban is the former dean of the Egyptian National Institute for Cardiac Diseases. He is leading the country's attempt to battle the coronavirus.
Fortunately, the Egyptian medical community has a long time experience in handling viruses. You might be aware that Egypt was highly professional in how it dealt with hepatitis C and been able to control this virus. We already have a highly qualified biological team. For example, in the beginning of the coronavirus crisis, the Egyptian health minister flew to China, where the disease first appeared, and was able to share Egypt's experience in the field.
As part of Egyptian measures to fight the coronavirus, Egyptian President Al-Sisi had earlier announced a package of 100 billion Egyptian pounds, including medical and preventive measures. The Egyptian army itself has been engaged in sterilizing key facilities across the country. Egyptian authorities have also shut down many of its land crossings, including the Rafah Crossing Terminal, which is the sole outlet for Palestinians in and out of the Israel-besieged Gaza Strip. For Pacifica Radio, KBFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Cairo.